T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff says today will be just about perfect. Sunny, light wind, expected high about 77. It is Wednesday, May 5th. It is Cinco de Mayo, and the cleanup continues this morning in several North Texas communities hit hard in Monday night's severe weather outbreak. The National Weather Service confirms 5 tornadoes touched down in North Texas. The tornadoes ranged in strength from an EF0 to EF2, and they struck in Granbury, Blum, Grandview, Weston, and Waxahachie. Jennifer Dunn with the Weather Service says that EF2 in Ellis County had a track of just over 5 miles and winds around 120 miles an hour.
The time that the tornado was on the ground was about 8:44 to 8:57, so about 13 minutes from what we've determined so far. The first tornado warning that included this area went out at 8:07. And then a second tornado warning went out that included this area at about 8:45, so right as the tornado was just starting to occur.
The Ellis County Sheriff says many homes in that area were damaged, 12 destroyed, at least 8 people were injured. Reducing crime in the city of Dallas. Police Chief Eddie Garcia has a plan, and he will update the city council on that plan later this morning. More from KRLD's Bailey Friday.
The number of homicides in Dallas is up by about 30% so far this year. Aggravated assaults are up by 7%. Today, Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia is briefing elected officials on his plans to reverse these negative trends. Criminology professor Alex Piquero worked on the mayor's Safer Communities Task Force last year and says the plan has some good ideas.
I'm heartened to the fact that the chief is going to implement these strategies and that he's focused on short-term, medium-term, and long-term. And I think that that's a really important point.
Chief Garcia's updated crime reduction plan includes several strategies recommended by the task force, like better lighting in high-crime areas and focusing resources on crime hotspots. According to the report, police are planning to consistently monitor and analyze how these efforts affect crime. Bailey Friday News, Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Dallas Council will also hear from homeowners today, as officials struggle to come up with a plan to regulate short-term rentals. Some homeowners are pushing for strict regulations to keep short-term rentals out of neighborhoods. They say those rentals are destroying neighborhoods because of loud noise and increased traffic. But supporters of the short-term rentals say they like the money-making opportunities they offer and say they do not want the city to infringe on their property rights. In Mesquite, 2 officers remain on administrative leave this morning after yesterday's fatal shooting. Officers responded to the Audubon Park Apartments on Northwest Drive on Tuesday after getting a 911 hang-up call. Operators say they heard someone screaming in the background. Mesquite Police Sergeant Mark Bradford says when officers arrived, they encountered the suspect, who was armed with a club and a knife. He charged the officers and they opened fire.
I know we've had previous calls out here at this residence, I believe involving this couple. I don't know if those officers have ever responded to a call out here, but we have been out here into this apartment on different occasions.
The suspect, 27-year-old Ashton Pink, died. Mesquite police say they plan to release body cam video of the shooting in the next few days. In Grapevine, two people are in jail after a shootout near Grapevine Mills Mall yesterday afternoon. More from KRLD's Kurt Lewis.
Bullets were coming from two cars outside the 7-Eleven on Grapevine Mills Parkway near 121. After blasting away at one another, the cars sped off, going opposite directions. The white Altima went east toward Freeport Parkway, while the black Charger headed west, getting only a block or two before pulling into a Jack in the Box. Grapevine police were called to check out the Charger, finding the driver and passenger both bleeding. They were both taken to the hospital, but one was quickly treated and released, only to be arrested and hauled to jail. Meanwhile, the Altima managed to get 5 or 6 miles before turning into the Shell station on the north end of DFW Airport, where the driver asked a police officer to help out because his friend was bleeding badly. That victim is now in the hospital, but the driver, he too, was arrested. Back at the crime scene, police found drugs, but they are not confirming if the men were doing a drug deal when the shooting broke out. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
There is good news today when it comes to the fight against COVID-19 in Denton County. Health officials report hospitalizations are declining. One hospital reports no cases of the virus.
49.71% of Denton County residents over the age of 16 had received at least one vaccine.
Denton County Health Director Matt Richardson says the vaccine is the reason fewer people are becoming infected. In Austin, the House will take up a measure that would further restrict abortion in Texas. KRLD's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox has the latest.
The Texas House is scheduled to take up State Senator Brian Hughes' Senate Bill 8. It's referred to as the Fetal Heartbeat Bill.
The intent of this law is to say when the unborn child in her mother's womb has a detectable heartbeat, her life's going to be protected. That's the intent of the bill. I hope that's clear.
Banning abortions as early as 6 weeks, including civil penalties. On Tuesday, faith leaders took to the South Capitol steps to speak out against the legislation. Rabbi Kelly Levy.
Our elected officials have forgotten what it means to focus on those lives, the ones already here. They have forgotten what it means to care for others.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And Texas lawmakers also weighing in on how civics should be taught in the state's classrooms. The Senate has approved a measure calling for teaching what supporters call American patriotism. State Senator Larry Tangler authored the bill that would require schools to teach students more about the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
You've seen those where they do the man on the street, particularly on college campuses, and they ask them very basic American history questions, and they just don't have an idea. And that's terribly unfortunate for the future of this country.
Opponents call it an effort to prevent teachers from discussing current events or any controversial parts of the nation's history. Retailer JCPenney has cut about 1.5% of its workforce as it tries to restructure after its Chapter 11 filing in December. According to the Dallas Morning News, about 100 of the jobs eliminated were part of the Texas-based corporate staff. 650 jobs were cut in stores and field operations. The frozen margarita machine, invented by a Dallas restaurant owner, turns 50 this week. The very first machine is on display at the Smithsonian. There, Steve Velasquez says it ushered in a culinary revolution.
That kicked off nachos and chips and salsas, and then you try your different plates. And so it was part of this revolution.
North Texan Mariano Martinez debuted the margarita machine at his restaurant on May 11th, 1971. In sports, the Rangers beat Minnesota 6-3 in 10 innings, and the Mavericks pick up a big road win in Miami. Dallas wins 127-113.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.